Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, Scott Spears, Angie Evers, coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, September the 16th, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour. And what a beautiful Friday night it is, 73 degrees and clear skies here in Marion. And dinner at this particular point. Now, what happened tonight, and I'm not going to say the name of the place, because they always have had good service other than this. I think tonight was just a lot of big orders. But we went to a pizza place and ordered about 7 o'clock, and they said it'll be about a half hour. Well, that works out okay when doing a show like this, because we would have picked the pizza up at 7:30 and got back here about 7:40 and had, you know, about 30 minutes to eat the pizza. Well, when we pulled up there, there was a line outside the building, really almost wrapped around the building. Now, I went and stood in the line, and what I learned was that they had two really big orders placed that put them behind. But everybody was being pretty cordial in the line, which is always good. And we made it through it with no problem, and we got the pizza. We got here a little late, but that's okay. So we're going to eat during the show. So if it sounds like we're chomping on something, it's because we just got in the door probably 3-4 minutes ago, and we're eating delicious pizza. But the pizza is worth the wait. Right, Angie?
Always.
Always worth the wait. Now, today was... I'll let you take a few bites there. I'll talk for a minute. I know you're thinking about, is he going to come to me? You can take some bites, and I'll talk here. Now, this morning, when last I spoke to you, we had Mary Ellen Withrow on this morning for 2 hours. We had Linda Sims on for 2 hours. We had Pastor Whitaker and Frank, his buddy, on this morning. So we had a very good morning on the station, and I hope everybody got a chance to listen. We Facebook Lived Mary Ellen, so if you go to my Facebook page, you'd be able to see the thing I did with Mary Ellen, and then that was a very good interview. She'll be honored on her birthday on October the 2nd, which is just right around the corner. And by the way, the phone lines are open tonight, working from the home studio, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. That was the first time I had seen Mary Ellen in quite some time, and we really had a good conversation today, which was nice.
That's good.
Yeah, what we talked about, we kind of went back through her career as we approached this Marion County Hall of Fame induction on her birthday on October the 2nd. But what we talked about were kind of the things that normally aren't talked about. Like we talked about her painting, and we talked about her cooking, and we talked about her playing the piano. So it was kind of interesting. It wasn't so much the political stuff. We talked a lot about things that she did outside the political world, which I think makes for a much more interesting conversation.
Right.
You know, people are people. No matter what you have done in life or what you do, really, we're all people under everything. You know, no matter if you're on the radio or you're a politician or you're a television person or you work at a bank or a grocery store, we are all flesh and blood people. We all feel the same pain. We all want the same stuff. We all have the same emotions. We're all people. And I think sometimes we look at people who have been in high positions and we think, oh, man, their life must be totally different. You know, a lot of times that's not true. It's you don't know their inside.
Mary Ellen's always been very nice, so.
Oh, that's what I said today. I said, for people who don't know Mary Ellen personally, she has, I don't think she's ever told me no. She's been at my house at cookouts. She's done just about anything I've ever asked her to do on the radio. I've been to pizza places with her. You've been on those excursions. To my dismay of my life, she swept my garage one time during a cookout.
She did.
She did. She just picked up a broom and got to it. I felt bad about that. I felt that I should have done that, but I was inside at that point, and it just wasn't something that occurred to me. But I guess there was a broom out there, and she just went to it. So that's Mary Ellen Withrow, the real Mary Ellen. And, you know, she was, I don't like to say her age because she doesn't like that they publish her age all the time. But, you know, obviously people know how long Mary Ellen's been around, and for her to do that is kind. But she is still active. She drives herself around. She goes alone everywhere. She was at the radio station alone today.
Yeah, she does really good.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think when I was talking to Mary Ellen today, one thing that I noticed is that she has an interesting outlook on life. Everything good?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. I thought there might be something wrong with the transmission here tonight.
Oh, no. I think my mom's having trouble picking it up.
Oh.
She said there's a... She said her phone is acting crazy.
Oh, no. Oh, and she doesn't have her dot hooked up anymore?
You know, I don't know. The last time I knew, she had her dot hooked up in the bathroom.
Well, that would be bad to have to sit in the bathroom and listen to the show all night.
Right.
Well, hopefully the phone gets working. I think we're doing okay here tonight. By the way, if anybody's out there listening and picking us up okay, give us a buzz. 740-38... No. See, I'm pretending I'm at the studio. Oh, here comes a call. Maybe this is somebody important. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there? No, apparently they're not. Well, we lost that call. Oh, here they come back. Well, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes. Are you there?
I can't hear you.
Okay. Are you there?
I can't hear one word at all.
Are you at the gym?
Okay. Well, I'll just call back.
Okay. Well, I think he must be hearing the show. He just can't hear through the phone.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Adam, if you have something to say, if you want to call back, if you are listening through the tune-in, well, we can check this and see if the tune-in's working. Just a little... I don't think we've hit a snag here tonight, but we'll just go to the website here and unmute this and see what we get. Yeah, there we are. Yep, we're working. So if you go to the website, you can listen to us on the website, wwgh1071.com, or you can download the free tune-in app on any mobile device and search WWGH. That's how we play this game. So, Adam, if you are out there, okay, here we go. We'll find out who this is now. All right, go ahead, caller. Are you there?
I don't know if you can hear me, Scott.
I can.
The third time. Of course, I'm at the gym, but normally I can hear you. I don't hear anything.
All right.
I got picked up, and when I heard the delay, I heard me talking. I cannot hear a word you say. I have some interesting anecdotes for you, but... Why don't you try to call me? Maybe it'll work better if you call me.
Well, just
call the number on the ID. That's myself. And maybe it'll work better. I don't know what's going on. I can't hear you. Not one syllable. I'm just pretending that you're there. So give me a call back in December if you want. See you later.
Well, Adam has some anecdotes. So here's what I want you to do, Adam. Call back in. If you can't hear me, just start talking. I won't talk over you. So if you have some anecdotes to tell, because I would like to eat some pizza here. So call in when the phone rings, as soon as you go on the air, even if you don't hear anybody, just start talking, telling your anecdotes. Okay, Adam? So call in and just start talking. Just start talking, okay? 740-751-4038. And that way I'll have a chance to eat my pizza if you do some talking for 5 or 10 minutes, like I know you can do. So, Adam, give us a buzz back. We want to hear your anecdotes, 740-751-4038. And when you call in, I will not talk over you. Just start talking, and we'll go ahead. Now, anybody else out there listening, they can give us a call, too. I've been kind of busting Sarah's fingers this week because, you know, Sarah was the one who said I was rude to Abby. So this week on the air, I apologized to Abby, and then Abby called in again today, and we had another little... No, she didn't call in. I don't think she called in today, but she was messaging me. You know... And basically, she said the same thing that I said, that that is our relationship. She never takes it as rude. That's just how we talk to each other.
That's good.
But she's far ruder than I am. God bless her heart. It's a weird relationship. I don't know if I've ever said this, but from the moment I met her, the day I met her, and I didn't know her from Adam, you know, we had never met before. We were in a room alone together the first day we met for like 2 hours. Getting ready to start teaching together. And from the moment I met her, that's how we talked to each other. It was just always that way, you know, giving each other a hard time. And it never changed. And it just is, you know, I think she's one of those people who got my sense of humor right off the bat and never took it personally. And that's always good because, you know, a lot of people I work with at the grocery store get that, but some people don't get it. Sometimes you say something to somebody and they take it seriously and they get upset, and that is never a good thing at all. Heaven knows you don't want that. All right, Adam, just start talking, Adam.
Hello, Scott. I still can't hear you. Can I just, like, impersonate you replying to my little story? You're not really that easy to imitate, but I can try. So, wanted to thank you for having our favorite famous person, the world's best dollar bill signer, on the air this morning. And of course, it was a fascinating conversation, as always. And it'll be available on the website once I finish pumping some iron here. My anecdote is: I was kind of wondering what you think demographic that a person should have in order to know who Mary Ellen is. I was conducting business with a 35-year-old business associate earlier today. Definitely better business person than I am, put it mildly. And I just mentioned about Marion because we had a mutual business associate, and they're from Marion. One's a little younger than I am, one's a little bit older than I am. And I was telling my 35-year-old friend / associate about Mary Ellen, and she didn't know who Mary Ellen was. You know, I kind of said, well, you don't know who Mary Ellen Withrow is? I mean, so being born in 87, she was certainly around, and I'm sure just as sharp as she is today during Mary Ellen's tenure. She was living in Texas at the time, but I mean, even as national treasurer. So I explained, you know, she's Bill Clinton's treasurer, and signed the left side of the money, and it's not hard to find money where that she has still signed, usually 50s and 100s. And, you know, she doesn't use cash. She is a high-technology money person using, electronic methods, like PayPal, and EFT, ACH, and all that good stuff. So I don't know what you thought, because that's not much younger than you are, and you would expect anybody your age to know who Mary Ellen is. You know, of course, things are a little different in Marion. But I was wondering what you thought about that. It just can't possibly be that I'm so old that it's obvious who Mary Ellen is, because I've known who she was since she was Ohio treasurer. I thought she was a great treasurer. When I heard that Bill Clinton had made her U.S. treasurer, not only glad it wasn't Ohioan, but it was a good choice. But I knew she was very qualified, and, you know, I didn't know her personally, like I kind of do now, but at least from what I'd seen, that she was an excellent treasurer and made me proud to be an Ohioan. So that was kind of my question, Scott. So since I have no idea you can hear me, I'm just going to hang up and I will listen on my phone to your response. But I'd like to be interested in what you have to say about that. It was kind of fascinating. So that's all I have for you. See you later. Adios and over and out.
Well, it's kind of interesting if you're talking about the age group that would know Mary Ellen, because when we had the 9/11 anniversary, was it last week? I was thinking, you know, it's been 21 years now since 9/11. So the kids in college were not alive when 9/11 happened. And that's shocking to me to think that kids who are in college right now were not alive when 9/11 happened, because I was in college when 9/11 happened. So Mary Ellen left office in January of 2001. So if you think about it, she has not been in office for nearly 22 years, 22 years in January. So if you are 22 years and younger, you weren't even alive when she was treasurer of the United States. So, you know, I can see where somebody born in the late 80s, because there was only a 6-year period there where she was national treasurer, 94 to 2001. So if you were born in the late 80s, you were probably only about 10 years old when she became treasurer, and were probably under 15, not even driving, when she left the office. So, yeah, I can see where somebody would not know who she was, because she did not run for political office after that, and she did not. That's the great thing about old age, is you're still around, but you've been so far out of the office now that time does go by. So, yeah, I can see somebody. If you were born in the early 80s, that is a big difference, because you were driving. You would have taken your Washington, D.C. trips when she was in office, so you would have been aware of her. And she probably came and spoke at your high school at some point or another, because she did come back to Marion quite a bit to visit her family. But if you were born in the late 80s, probably not, because she would have been out of office by that point.
I got my picture with her when my kids went to D.C.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that trip, and it was a big deal when you went to the Treasury, because we'd heard so much about her, and she was always in the paper when she came back home and visited. So, yeah, I mean, I think it just depends on when you're born. So, yeah. Now, somebody else was trying to call in there. If that was you, call in. If it just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call in. I did hear the beep there when Adam was calling. So give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Hey, I got the right number out that time. 740-751-4038. You know, it is a struggle some days working out of two different offices with two different phone numbers to get it right, because you kind of go on automatic pilot after a while giving the telephone number.
Oh, yeah. That happens.
Well, you know, it's funny because you do strange things, because you do turn part of your brain off. I was listening to one of your dad's shows the other morning, and you do this when you're on the air. He was giving his home phone number when he was on the air doing trivia.
Was he?
And I remember on those, because I always was there when your dad was there. I'd be back in the office, and I'd run out, and I'd slip him a note, and I'd say, you're giving your home phone number. So, but that, you do that because, you know, there are things about this radio that are like automatic pilot. You turn part of your brain off when you're doing it because you're trying to think of something else. A lot of people always comment that I used to start the show with, well, Adam's done this, Sean has done this, that I used to go, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I just stopped doing that. Well, the reason I did that, I think I've said this on the air before, but maybe it bears repeating tonight. The reason I did that was it was a time thing. When I first started at WMRN, I worked Saturday mornings at 6 in the morning. And I was the only one in the building. So I had to give the barometer reading. I had to give the current temperature. I had to give the road report. I had to give what was coming up on the show. So what I was doing is when the computer automatically threw it to the microphone, which it did, I was just giving myself time to read the barometer and read the weather really quick because the barometer was not right in front of you. The barometer was over to your right. So what I was doing is the mic would turn on, and I would go, good morning, good morning. And while I was doing that, I was turning over reading the barometer. And then I would come back, and after the three good mornings, I would say, and the barometer reading here at WMRN is 4.3. The temperature is 62 degrees. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in Marion, 6:13 in the a.m. We've got Dr. Ruth coming up in the first half hour. Then we've got Oldies But Goodies. And then you on the toll-free line coming up in hour number two. Stay tuned. We've got live. See, that's automatic pilot. Can't do anything else in this world, but I can do that. You know, I have no talent. That's what I learned today. When I'm talking to Mary Ellen about her cooking and her piano playing and her painting, I realize I have no talent. I was never in the band. I never played an instrument. I really don't know what in the world I do outside of radio. It's marginal that I'm any good at that.
So radio's your talent.
I don't even know if that... I see, I've heard myself, and I don't think so. You know, I'm serious when I tell people that I wouldn't get up and listen to me every morning. That would be like nails on a chalkboard. So, no, I'm not even sure I'm talented at that. I just think I lucked into the job. So, I wish I did have a talent. Now, you want to know about people. I'm not jealous in a way where I would try to sabotage somebody. I don't have that. I guess that's envy. But I am jealous of people who are talented. I'm jealous of people who can play instruments. I'm jealous of people who can artistic. I'm jealous of people who are crafty. I'm jealous of people...
You're artistic, aren't you?
I don't know. I don't think so. You've seen some of my artwork.
Well, I don't draw at all.
Yeah, but you know, that stuff I did is very abstract. And it's... I was never taught how to do that. I just did it because... I don't know. It was kind of a... In college, it was a way to get your mind off of things. You know, if anybody's ever went to college for teaching, a lot of times you're so into doing lesson plans, you're so around people all the time, and, you know, groups of 20 and 30 people, classrooms. It was just a good way on the weekend, like if I had a free moment, I wasn't writing a term paper, to get my mind off of it. That's when most of those pictures were painted, probably when I was in college. Because I didn't do that in high school. High school, I was too busy. High school, I had baseball. I was in all the advanced classes. That was just a busier time.
You played baseball in high school?
Yeah. Last 2 years. So, yeah, I mean... I did soccer when I was younger, and then baseball when I was older. There was a couple years, though, where I didn't do anything, though. I think the first thing I ever did was Cub Scouts. I did Cub Scouts, and then I went from that to soccer.
You bowled.
Oh, yeah, I did bowl. I think, well, was bowling before soccer or after soccer? I don't remember. But they were, you know, overlap. And then there was a couple years where I just... I think it was when I first went to high school, because I concentrated, because I went into all, they called them, I don't know if they called them advanced classes, but that's what, oh no, they called them college preparatory classes. So I was in all, like, college prep English and college prep math and all that. So I took a couple years and just did that. And then once I had that all under control, I always loved baseball. So I just kind of limped into that. Harding did not have a great team in those days, so it was easy to get to be a member. So that's kind of the way it went. But again, the phone lines are open. We had a lot of great calls last week. It's already 38 minutes past the hour, flying by. 740-751-4038. Now, you're a very talented person.
No.
You are crafty. I'm
definitely not crafty. I can pretend to be crafty, but... I mean, I'm not really crafty.
Well, you've done things like when we've had holidays together, you will make the table look great, and you definitely know how to cook. And, you know, you'll go buy a tablecloth that matches things. And, yeah, you're crafty.
I don't think that's really crafty.
Well, it's got to be artistic or crafty, one or the other.
I'm definitely not artistic.
Well, I've seen some of the projects you've done. They're very artistic.
Projects?
Yeah, like I've seen some things you've done with pictures and... I think one of your great traits is you are a great solver. like, when it comes to problems like Thanksgiving, and I'd say, oh my God, I've got all these people coming over. I don't know who's going to bring this or who's going to bring that. And you would say, well, I'll do this, and then they won't have to do that. And, you know, you solve things that way. Plus, at Christmas, you're very good about the candy. I don't know anybody who does candy like you anymore. The no-bake cookies, the mix.
Puppy chow?
Puppy chow. The puppy chow. And what are those other things you do, those little sugar cookies?
Meltaways.
And you always put them on a tray and make them look nice. And yeah, that's artistic. That's crafty, creative.
I don't know about that.
Do you know how many people screw up no-bake cookies? Many, many, many
people. Do you know
people.
How many times I've screwed up no-bake cookies?
Right, but you don't let it stop you. You still go back and do it. And you also, I remember when you would do banana pudding and wafers, and you made that differently than anybody I've ever known. You made sure the wafers were throughout the banana pudding, and you made sure the presentation was good, and the whipped cream was there. You just have a lot of talent that way.
Well, I mean, I like to bake.
Yeah, and you're good at it. I mean, what's wrong with that? I mean, see, those are things I don't have.
I just don't ever have time or the energy right now.
I mean, I about burnt down the house cooking a turkey one Thanksgiving. That's when I learned that I am not necessarily a kitchen person. Adam apparently wants to call in again. Adam, if you want to call in, we can get you in one more time this hour. Remember, just talk, because apparently you can't hear us. I don't know why. If somebody else is out there, give us a buzz, if you're able to, and see if you can hear us. I don't know why you wouldn't be able to hear us. Adam always has trouble hearing us on Friday nights, though. I don't know what the reason is. 740-751-4038. I do want to let everybody know the Richland Road Church of Christ Food Bank is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., Also, the clothing house will be open, so that's a very good food bank, I understand. I heard from the pastor there today, and I wanted to make sure we mentioned that. So there you go. By the way, this week I found out I have a very big guest coming up on the show in early October.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. It's going to be big. I don't want to give it out yet, but there's a big guest coming on that I booked for early October. I think they're going to be on. These are my schedules here, by the way. Don't they look like... That's how crafty I am. It's a piece of paper with the lines drawn on it. That's my schedule. They're coming on Monday, October the 10th at 8:30.
Do you need a calendar?
I don't want you to get me a calendar, so I'm going to say no. But this is what I work with.
I wouldn't get you a calendar for this year, because this year only has 3 months left.
You've never seen this? This is what I use.
Oh, no, yes, I have.
That's my Rolodex. No, my Rolodex is index cards and... But see, this is funny, because if you people at home can't see this. This is my Rolodex of people who are alive. That's my Rolodex of people who've went on to their reward.
Which one's bigger?
At this point, the people who've went on to their reward. You know, after 20 years, it'll be 20 years I've been on the air in December. 20 years. Time to leave. 20 years is too much.
I don't even know what to say in 2 minutes.
Well, I think I've overdone it now. You know, I think sometimes that people know what you're going to say after a while. Because you've done it for... I was trying to add this up. I know on this station I've done over 6,000 hours. But then I also worked at WMRN for 5 years. I also worked at WDCM for 2 years. I worked at the television station for 2 years.
What television station?
WMNO, Channel 3. That's where me and your dad and Marianne and Martha used to do the Exchange Club, Fritz the Night Owl. You don't remember that?
Oh, I guess I didn't know. I just thought it was your radio.
Well, we did it on radio. I'll tell you, the Exchange Club's actually... Now, this is a story I don't think I've told. Do you know how the Exchange Club started?
I don't know.
here's what, I don't think most people know this. Here's what, when I was at WMRN, I would do interviews, which is pretty much what I do now. And I also filled in for Jeff Ruth when he was on vacation, and I would fill in for the newsman. I was substitute newsman as well. And I also covered county commissioner meetings and things like that. Well, when I was at WMRN, a mandate came down. It only lasted 3 months. But a mandate came down at one point that the building had to be staffed 24 hours a day. Well, the building was not staffed overnight. From like 11 at night until 5 in the morning, the building was not staffed. So they asked me if I wanted to do that. And I said, no, I don't really want to do it. But if you need somebody, I'll do it for the summer. Because it was a way to pick up extra hours. So I did that Monday through Friday. But the problem was, I slept during the day, so when was I going to interview people? It was because I had to go to the station back then. We didn't have technology at home to interview people. So unless I would get up in the afternoon and interview somebody on the West Coast, plus I still had another job at that point. I think I was working at Sears. It was just hard to do interviews. So what I decided during that time was I was just going to do something regular. So I called your dad, Charlie, and I called Marianne Michaels, who I'd done a lot of interviews with, and I said, listen, I'm going to do a show, and we're going to tape it one Monday a month. We're going to do four shows in one day, and we're going. And Brenda Donegan was working at Primrose at that time, and she said, well, why don't you come and do it in front of an audience here at Primrose? So we would go to Primrose one Monday a month and film four shows, and they would air every week during the month. And I thought I would just do that during the summer to keep myself on the air. Well, it became popular. So after I stopped doing it, we kept doing it because the people at Primrose liked it and the people on the air liked it. And then Ron Scheider, who owned the television station at one point, WMNO, said, why don't you bring that over to television? So that's when we took it to television and did that on television for a couple years. And then when this station started, we just brought it over to this station. So that's, Exchange Club has really been on probably for, it's been on three different stations, and probably for, it's been more than 10 years. It's probably been 12 or 13 we've been doing that. So that's a long run. Many different panelists over the years, but always fun, always something to do. That's to me what, you know, if you like to talk, radio is the place. Television is not the place. I remember we used to have 24 minutes an episode. That was so hard coming from radio because you had Charlie and Marianne and Martha, and then we would have guests. We'd have like Fritz the Night Owl or the mayor or George Kasotis, or we had a lot of people from Ohio State, and you had to leave time for them to talk. But you also had to do our little roundtable conversation. So you realize how fast 24 minutes goes when you have a guest on.
Right.
So it was harder to do on television than it was on radio.
Yeah, 24 minutes isn't a long time.
Especially when you've got four people. And then you have a guest involved. Now, we would tape them all in one day, which was also annoying. Because if you did a current event, if you taped it on Monday, by the time it aired, it might have changed, it might be something else by that point. So the television was not fun. I would never do television again if anybody asked me. I just never enjoyed that. It was okay because I liked being with the people, but I just did not like the way it was done, and I never watched it when it was on the air. You know, on radio, I could scan the radio station, or I can turn on TuneIn and hear what's going on. But on television, I would not watch it because you pay attention to how you're dressed. You pay attention to how your hair looks. You pay it because a lot of times you don't even know you're in the shot, and you look back at the show and here you are. You got your finger in your ear or something. You think, oh my God, I look like a moron. That was a funny show because Marianne, God bless her heart, Marianne Michaels, always came with five tops. And I said, Marianne, I said, none of us change our clothes because we were taping five episodes in one day that would air for 5 days. She said, I know how women are. And I cannot wear the same clothes every day. So Marianne would bring 5 tops, and she'd put them in the bathroom. And between every episode, Marianne would get up when we were switching tapes, and Marianne would go change a top.
But she was actually on, like, TV.
Yeah. Now, your dad and me, we just... People probably thought we slept in the same clothes every night and came back. We only owned one pair of clothes. Now, Marianne was changing her clothes every day.
Right.
So, you know, one of my favorite moments from that show just dawned on me. Marianne would do, like, books she had read. We all had segments. I was, like, current events. Your dad would do This Day in History. And Marianne would do, like, the woman's thing, woman's corner. Well, she would do, like, books she had read. She would recommend them, like a book club. Or she would do crafts. Or she would do words, like definitions of big words. She was also a teacher. Well, she got onto feng shui at one point. So for, like, a week, she told us how to feng shui every room in your house. Well, one day, she got to the bathroom. How to feng shui your bathroom. And basically it consisted of how to arrange things in your bathroom. Should your toilet lid be up or down? Should your shower curtain be... And when she started talking about your toilet lid being up and down, your dad and I... Because the way this... We sat in the same chairs every week. Your dad was on the end. I was next to him. And then Marianne was in the center. Well, when they did the Marianne segment, the camera would zoom in on her so you couldn't see any of the rest of us in the shot. And when she started talking about feng shuiing your toilet lid, I looked over at your dad and he looked at me and we just went. And it was the only time it ever happened in television. We could not get it back. We just laughed. We couldn't even speak. And we're right next to Marianne. Poor Marianne, who's on camera, she's hearing us just go. And we and the more I looked at him and the more he looked at me, we just could not stop laughing. And at the end of it, we had to go to a break. I think that's the only time we ever had to stop tape. Because I could not say, oh, and now on to a... We were just laughing so hard. And I remember Marianne didn't get mad in the sense like, you jerks. But I remember as soon as we cut the tape off from her phone, she said, you guys, what are you trying to do to me? That's a fun memory I have of my broadcasting career.
Yeah.
But good people. That's, you know, if I ever became popular in this, it's because of the people I've been surrounded by. I've always been surrounded by good people. Still am surrounded by good people. I never have worked, well, that's a lie. I've worked with people I don't like. But very rarely. The people I have worked with that I've liked have always outweighed the people that I don't like. But do you know if you were to feng shui your bathroom where your toilet lid should be?
Down.
Down. That's right. Most people leave their toilet lid up. So if you want peace and harmony in your home, which is feng shui, you got to leave that toilet lid down.
Or I leave my toilet lid down because my cat...
The cat.
My cat, one cat, likes to get in there and play in the water.
You know, every time I use the bathroom at your house, I always put the toilet lid down because I know the cat...
Oh, no, you don't. I always know where you've been.
What I meant to say was, every time I'm at your house, I think about putting the toilet lid down.
Okay.
I'm in there because of the cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do because I remember you telling me
that... You have sometimes. One time, he was at my house, He was shutting my bathroom door.
Oh, I thought that's what you wanted.
I don't shut my bathroom door if I'm not in it.
Well, I guess I don't either. I don't know. I guess I never... I must have a case of, like, memory. I need ginkgo biloba or something. Because I can never remember when I go in the bathroom. Some doors are shut. I always want to leave it the way I came to it.
Oh, not the bathroom door.
You know, feng shui. What a feng shui that. 54 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open. 741-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, sometimes I do just like to tell stories because I think that's more interesting sometimes than current events or heavy stuff. You know, memories are good things. And you never know when you're getting new listeners. You know, and so who knows who's heard what and when they've heard it. And I always thought, one, if I ever get time in my life, I'm going to write a book that says During the Break. Because more things have happened during the break. More things have been said that are either hilarious or awful. I remember one time, now I won't say the name because the person's still around, but I was working with somebody on the air one time who we were just about to come back from break, and they got their foot wrapped in the keyboard cord of the computer and fell out of the chair onto the floor as we were coming back from break.
Is that Sean?
That was not Sean.
No.
No, no. And it was terrible because the person was laying on the floor and then hit the mic on button from the floor. Now, this person couldn't talk in the mic because they knew it would go to dead air. So they hit the mic on button where my mic was because I was sitting across the room from them, so we didn't have dead air. Now, what am I going to say? I was just, I tried to be honest. I said, you would not believe what goes on during the breaks around here while this person got up off the floor and got back in their seat. And we kind of went on. But that was funny. I mean, and nobody would have known what happened. But I got to see, oh, they hit the floor hard, too. I still don't know to this day how in the world they fell out of the chair with their leg wrapped in the keyboard. I would have thought the keyboard would have come unattached before they would have hit the floor. I've worked with people who were passing kidney stones. That's no fun because they get up and they leave you when they feel their kidney stone moving. That's been a trip.
Well, have you ever had a kidney stone?
No, and I'm not blaming them, but it's hard to work with somebody who's getting up to, all of a sudden you look over there, hey, that was an interesting weather report, and you're sitting in the room talking to yourself. They're off passing the kidney stone.
I've had lots of kidney stones.
To my knowledge, I've never had a kidney stone.
You would know.
I don't know. One time I passed out, and that may have been a kidney stone. I was having kidney beans, so I think it might have been a kidney stone. Just kidding. Just kidding. No, I've never passed out, and I've never had a kidney stone.
I've had to have surgeries.
Yeah.
Kidney stones.
I don't know why. Knock on wood. That's one of those few things I've never had. Had some other things, but I've never had a kidney stone.
My dad had kidney stones.
I don't think I ever worked
with...
I think
my sister has had kidney stones, too.
I don't think I ever worked with him when he had a kidney stone. I don't remember ever him talking about it. I worked with him...
No, I think I was young.
Yeah. I mean, his things are not... Charlie, I never have to not... I never have to keep his things hidden because he told the audience. Like when he came in with an oxygen tank, he told people he had an oxygen tank and that's what the noise was in the background. Or if he fell down the steps and was bleeding all over the place, he told people he was bleeding all over the place. So, you know, you didn't have to disguise. Like what is that show, Law and Order, where they disguise the names? Like, the person who fell out of the chair, I don't want to say their name because they're still around, and maybe they would not like me telling that story, but, yeah, that did happen, though. My favorite, though, and I've told it with a minute left, I'll wrap up this hour with this, was I did the first popcorn drop downtown, and I'll never forget, you know, it's very important. There are a few things in life that you want to get just on time, and the new year is one of them. And we had somebody back at the studio, and I said, okay, I don't have a clock in front of me, so you need to count me down in my ear when it's time to count down 10 for the new year. So in the popcorn ball, the first popcorn ball, if anybody was down there, it's just whipping back and forth, it's snowing, the wind's blowing, that thing ain't going to tell you anything when it's going to hit the ground. It wasn't even lit up that I remember. So anyway, in my ear, I start hearing the 10-second countdown. Okay, and I'm so I start on the air. 10, 9, 8, 7, and I get to about 6. And everybody comes out from the bar behind me. They're in Founders Park. Not Founders Park, the park that's near Amato's. Everybody comes out of that bar and starts 10, 9, and I'm on 4. And they can hear that in the background. We celebrated 2 New Years that night on the air. Happy New Year, Happy New Year, 5 seconds later. And guess what? In 5 seconds, we're going to a break. We'll be back in 15 minutes with much more. Don't change the station.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it.